5 insurance companies offering 40 plans, each with varying premiums, deductibles, coinsurance, and copays. Who could blame you for being confused? And according to John Yindra, medical director of Maine Community Health Options, which is a co-op expanding into the New Hampshire Exchange in 2015, research shows more options tend to produce more confusion.
Even when people were given the information, they had trouble conceptualizing it. It's like, you mean it's not going to cost me to go see my doctor if I'm going for my diabetes? How's that work?
In fact, one recent survey found people think they know more about health insurance than they actually do. So here are a few tips on navigating your options. Tip number one, get help for free.
Yes, that's correct. The Obamacare plans is regular insurance. Let's do this. Let's make...
Stephanie Dunn is an insurance broker in Alton who works for a company called Health Markets.
Why would you do it on your own if you can have someone guide you through the process, make it simpler, faster, and it doesn't cost you any extra?
It's quite a sales pitch.
It doesn't cost you a penny.
That is true. Insurance brokers certified by the state can help you find the right plan for your situation. They get paid by the insurance companies, $15 per enrollee per month across the board. So they have no real incentive to push you toward any one company.
Yep, we sure can.
Tip number two comes from Stephanie Dunn. Look past the price tag.
If you have a particular hospital that you want to be attached to, if you have a particular doctor's practice that you want to continue to use, you're going to look at what network that doctor is included in.
Unlike right now, every New Hampshire hospital will be covered under Obamacare in 2015. But that doesn't mean every plan covers every hospital. So get the details from healthcare.gov, then call the insurers themselves. They're ready to take your call. Beth Roberts is with Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, a not-for-profit insurer jumping into the New Hampshire Exchange.
We're able to flex our staffing model so that we can ramp up through November and February. They're being trained on how to handle prospective member calls.
Tip number three comes with a caveat. Shoot for silver if you can. If you are within 400% of the federal poverty line, you're eligible for subsidized premiums. But there's another, less well-known subsidy. Jenny Patterson with the New Hampshire Insurance Department says if you are within 100 to 250% of federal poverty, you should seek out a plan rated silver.
So every time you go to the doctor, you might have a copay, you might have a deductible. Those amounts would be substantially less for someone within that income range if they bought the silver plan.
In the first enrollment period, nearly half the people who signed up were eligible for this subsidy. Now, the next tip is for those 40,000 people who signed up for insurance through the marketplace during the first enrollment period. Tip number four, enroll again. Even if you like the plan you bought, you have to get back on healthcare.gov and resubmit your data. Lisa Gerton, president of Anthem in New Hampshire, says if you don't, you may be in for a tax headache.
If you are getting a subsidy, it's extremely important to make sure that you update your information so you get the right subsidy this year. If you don't do that, there could be consequences of not getting as much as you should be getting, in some cases not getting anything at all.
And if you are starting to feel a little overwhelmed with all this information, then tip number five is for you. Don't delay. Act now. Tom Porlicelli is CEO of Minuteman Health, yet another co-op joining the marketplace.
Waiting till the last minute is a very bad idea because the volumes are going to be very high. It's also going to be harder to find someone who has the time to help you.
Open enrollment ends February 15th. But if you want coverage for January 1st, you need to sign up by December 15th. Insurance broker Stephanie Dunn says her schedule is already swamped. And let's give Dunn the last word and final tip.
While there certainly may be a lot of emotion attached to this Obamacare issue for all of us, however, it's here. So we all have to deal with it.
Like it or not, there's nothing confusing about that. For NHPR News, I'm Jack Rodolico.